up to the roosters. Eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them dollar signs. Get up and go do overtime. Get up and put that overdrive.
Yo, what's up, everybody? As the song has already said, it's a great morning. I'm James Earl Cray, and welcome to another episode of Great Mornings Podcast. I personally believe on this Tuesday morning, there's no greater place you could be than wherever you are geographically, listening to us on the podcast. I'm excited today. I probably say that often, but I'm really excited today. I'm excited to share about the subject that we have today. Grow up. Growing up. However you want to word it. That's what we're talking about today. And I want to be clear before we get started. We're not referencing growing up or grow up as a maturity concern. That's not what we're talking about. So hopefully we won't offend anyone, because, you know, some people get offended when you tell them to grow up. They feel like you're taking shots at them. But we're not referencing grow up in the area of maturing. But we're talking about growing up in a different capacity. I want to say this too, as I think about it and as we talk about growing up and as we'll continue to discuss it and as I give you several key pointers, I believe, that are part of the growing up process or that we need to grow up. I want to remind some of us and kind of introduce to others. We oftentimes talk about going to the next level. Some of you right now that are listening, whether that's in your job or on your job, in a relationship, in different arenas or on different arenas of your life, oftentimes we discuss the desire to get to the next level, to accomplish the next thing, to go to the next level. But one of the things I learned about going to the next level is that you cannot go to the next level and not grow. There are a lot of people that get to the next level without growth, and eventually being at the next level without growing, it'll make the next level look like where you came from. Oh my heavens. So it's easy to move across without moving up. So when we think about this, I want to make sure I'm clear with you, and I want you to get this before we start diving into the pointers or the ideas that I have for us as to how to grow or why growth is important or what to do while growing, all those things. I want to make sure that we understand that with most things, again, there is a next level. Wherever you are academically, there's potentially a next level. Wherever you are in your career, there's potentially a next level. Wherever you are romantically in a relationship, there is potentially a next level. There are next levels in most things that we do. And a lot of us desire to get to that next level, but you cannot get to that next level without growth. Because if you try to go to the next level without growth, the next level will eventually start to look like where you came from, and you'll find that you only moved across and not up. And for some of us today, that desire to move up, make sure that you understand the significance and the importance of growing up. We're going to talk about it. I got several things, 8 things to be exact, that I believe that are beneficial to us to help us grow up. What's the first one, Cray? The first one is simple. You have to be open to receive. You cannot grow up and go to the next level if you are not open to receive. My mom gave me a call yesterday on Monday, and she was sharing with me about a young lady that attended our church, Impact Church of Hazelhurst, back home in Georgia. And she was telling me that the young lady had came to Impact at a service once before and felt like she didn't feel the love. Now, if you have not visited Impact Church of Hazelhurst, this is a plug. Go visit. One of the things that we absolutely pride ourselves on at Impact is showing people love and loving on them. So when it was brought to my attention that this young lady said she came previously to Impact and did not feel loved, I went in on our leadership team. We got to get better in this area. We can't slack on showing people love. We got to make sure that we pay attention to people. I went in on the team because showing love is important. It's a part of the growth process. It's a part of retention and sustaining relationships, connections. That's what it really is. So when she said she didn't feel love, that thing bothered me and irked me. And then she came back to Impact for the first time since making that statement this past Monday. And when she was in conversation with my mom, she told my mom, I realized that the last time I came to Impact, I didn't feel loved because I didn't receive the love. Ooh, that right there got me. And that, how does that tie to the point that we're talking about? To grow up and progress to the next level, you have to be open to receive. That young lady said something to my mother that's going to stick with me for the rest of the time I'm in leadership. That it wasn't that Impact wasn't showing her love, it's that she didn't receive the love. And what does that mean for some of you that are in positions that desire to grow up, desire to go to the next level? You have to be open to receive. Whatever that is, wisdom, knowledge, information, chastisement, whatever reception looks like, you have to be willing to receive in order to grow up and progress to the next level. You cannot get to the next level if you're closed-minded, closed-hearted, and rejective to receiving wisdom, information, knowledge, and love even. So the very first thing to growing up and progressing to the next level, you have to be open to receive. Secondly, growing up and progressing to the next level, you have to learn or discern your leader. This is the first thing I absolutely believe. Every leader should have a leader. Every person should have a notable leader that you say, this is my leader right here. That person is my leader. All this watching television personalities and people from a far distance. Listen, I'm a firm believer in mentors from afar, but you better have somebody that's right there near you, a leader. I believe, again, every leader should have a leader. Why is that important? Because you can't discern or learn your leader if you don't have a leader. So when you have a leader, the second thing to growing up and progressing to the next level is making sure you learn that leader, discern that leader. Learning your leader helps you to discern their heart, Why is that important? When you know your leader's heart, you know they're not trying to deliberately hurt you. What does that do for you? That helps you to receive the criticism and critique that your leader might offer. We're going to talk about that in a second. But for it to be easier for you to receive the criticism and the critique that your leader might have, it's best that you discern your leader so that you know that they're not trying to take shots at you or trying to fire off on you. You know that this person is not trying to hurt you. So when they critique you, you know that it's coming from a place of love and it's coming from a place that they desire you. Here it is, to grow up and progress to the next level. Some of us will not progress to the next level because we don't follow leadership. Whew. How many of us right now struggle with submitting to leadership? Who is your leader? Have you identified who your leader is? Have you discerned the heart of your leader? And have you taken time to learn your leader? Man, we live in a time right now where either you got everybody trying to lead something, nobody's partnering, nobody's working together, or you got people that think they know it all. And no matter how much you try to place the leader in their life, they not gonna get it because they're not receptive to receiving it. So secondly, you have to learn or discern your leader. Know their heart. Know what your leader likes. Know what frustrates your leader. Know these things. Thirdly, you got to be able to take criticism. To grow up and progress to the next level, you have to be able to take criticism. Some of us right now are ultra sensitive. Struggle when one thing is said about you that you don't like. But there's so much in some of you. There's so much deep down inside, but you struggle because you can't take constructive criticism. You can't stand for somebody to tell you that what you did was not 100% great and there's some other areas that you can grow in. I'm telling you today, if you are not willing to receive constructive criticism, if you can't take criticism, you can't grow to the next level. It's a part of the growing process. It's a part of the growing up process. You got to be able to take criticism. The fourth thing is you got to be able to serve. You got to be able to serve. And serving, I'm not talking only about like waitress type serving, like waiting on someone hand and foot. That's not the only type of serving that I'm talking about. You have to serve with your heart. That's what I'm talking about. You have to serve with your heart before you ever serve with your hands. Ooh, somebody please put that on your social media and tag me in it. You have to serve with your heart before you ever serve with your hands. There's a lot of people that serve with their hands and we give them credit for having a good heart. Oh, my goodness. I feel something on me right now. And this podcast is not about me preaching. It's about me sharing information and insight with you. But I feel something on me right there. Serving, don't miss this now, is not about you waiting hand and foot on somebody. That's not what I'm talking about when I reference serving. But serving to progress and grow up to the next level is when you serve with your heart first. Because as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of people serving, but not from the heart. Serving from the heart is totally different than just serving with your hands. Serving from the heart will lead you to serve with your hands. There's too many of us that have service messed up. We think if I go out and help the homeless, I was serving. If I join the outreach ministry at my church, then I'm going to be serving. If I go out and give to the homeless from time to time, I'm serving. Those are not the only forms of serving. But if you're doing those things without your heart being in it, then you're not really serving. Because serving is about the heart condition. What have you given from the heart in and through servitude. The next one is be honest. This is a big one for me. You cannot progress to the next level and grow up if you don't be honest. There's a lot of dishonest people in this world. And here's the things that you, because you may be asking me like, Cray, okay, I understand honesty, but how should I be honest? What should I be honest in? You should be honest in, number one, where you are. Like, to be able to progress and go to the next level and grow up, you have to be honest about where you are. Like, you know the level of things that you can accomplish, have accomplished. You know where you are in a moment. You know where you are emotionally. You got to be able to be honest about that. Like, you got to be able to be honest and say, you know, at this stage in my life, I cannot emotionally handle that. I cannot physically handle that. I cannot psychologically or mentally handle that. In order to grow up and progress to the next level, you got to be honest about where you are. But you also got to be honest about where you're going. Like, let me give you an example. So right now, one of my dreams and desires is to be a screenplay writer. So write movies, write short films, you know, all those kind of things. But honestly, where I am today is long-term ministry. So being honest about where you're going is just simply means to realistically look at where you're going. And a lot of us don't do this enough. The next point that I'm going to mention with this whole idea of being honesty, let me go ahead and drop that though. So you want to be honest with where you are, where you're going, and where you want to go. So that's the dream. So I want to go to the level of being a professional film writer. But where I seem to be going right now is not in that direction. And being honest with yourself is what helps you to grow up and progress to the next level. You cannot be sitting around telling yourself that I want to be something that I'm not working to be. You have to be real about where you are, be real about where you are and where that is taking you, and then be real about where you want to go. That's honesty. And honesty is an essential part of growing up and progressing to the next level. The next one I like a lot. You got to eat. So my question is, how are you nourishing yourself? And I'm not just talking about physical here. I'm talking about mentally, emotionally, psychologically. I'm talking about these areas of nourishment. So how are you nourishing yourself? What are you listening to? What are you watching? Because what you bring in is what will come out. Ooh. What you bring in is what will come out. So if you're spending all of your time, you're not reading new literature, you're not reading self-help books, you're not reading novels, you're not bringing anything in, you're not going to be able to put anything out. And if you're bringing in trash, guess what? You're going to produce trash. So again, I ask, what are you eating? What are you listening to? What podcasts are you listening to other than Great Mornings Podcast? What sermons are you going back and listening to other than James Earl Cray and Leonard Gibbs? Like, what are the things that you're listening to? Plug for my guy Leonard Gibbs, campus pastor at Impact Church of Hazelhurst, right? Major plug for my dude. So what are you doing to nourish yourself? What are you eating? Growing, you can listen, think about it naturally, right? You cannot grow up if you don't nourish yourself properly. If you don't eat right, you don't grow. So I'm asking you again, what are you eating? What you're eating will tell me how much you desire to grow. If you're in ministry, because that's what I'm in right now, that's where I am. That's me being honest with where I'm at. I'm a preacher and a pastor. And for other preachers and pastors out there that may be listening, you say you want to be a great pastor, then what are you eating? What are you listening to? What are you watching? Are you listening to the podcast of other pastors? Are you watching the sermons of other pastors? Are you scrolling on social media, going to the church page of other pastors, looking at how they do their social media? What are you eating? If you're in education and you're in upper level administration, do you go job shadow or check what other administrators in the same area of administration that you're in and ask them questions and check and see what they're doing? Or do you get on social media and you're nosy just going through everybody's stuff? What you're eating and bringing in is what you're going to produce out. If you're a nurse or you're checking out other nurses, or if you're an actor or actress or whatever you desire, if you're a praise and worship leader, if you're a singer, if you're an entertainer, whatever you are you looking at, watching and listening to other people? And that's how you grow up. You got to make sure what you nourish yourself with is good stuff. You'll produce what you bring in. If you bring in great, you'll produce great. If you bring in trash, you're going to produce trash. So the next thing is, what are you eating? Is a big part of growing up and progressing to the next level. You got to properly nourish yourself, family. The next thing to growing up and progressing to the next level is sticking to it. Adversity builds and develops character. You got to stick to some stuff. We live in a time now where people will quit right now, today, with no hesitation. No stick-to-itiveness. I don't like this, I quit. You making us meet too much, I quit. I'm mad at my boyfriend or my girlfriend, my husband, my wife. I can't do this no more. I quit. What are you sticking to? Regardless of your age, regardless of your genetic makeup, regardless of your history and your past, what are you on the verge of quitting? And whatever it is, stick to it. Don't let a moment of adversity cause you to give up so quickly, because it's adversity that builds your character. What you overcome shows where you can go. Ooh, these are nuggets. And I'm talking about the old school 1990 McDonald's nuggets. What you overcome will show where you can go. A part of growing up is facing the adversity. A part of growing up is sticking to it. Don't quit so easily. And the last thing is discipline. Why is that important? Because a lot of us don't have it. And with every level that you go to, there's a different level of discipline that's required. And if you're going to progress to the next level, if you're going to grow up, you got to have discipline. What areas are you lacking discipline? Get on it, because discipline is important. It's highly important. People that don't have discipline don't always initially fail, but you can rest and assure that failure is right around the corner. And I'm telling you today, if it had not been for the consistency and the discipline in my own life, I wouldn't be the person on this podcast that you're listening to. So know that several things I believe that helps us with growing up. You have to be open to receive. You have to learn and discern your leader, but you must have one first. Have to be willing to take criticism, to serve, to be honest, with where you are, where you're going, and where you want to be. You got to eat. You got to take in the proper nourishment. And then finally, sticking to it, adversity builds character and discipline. Listen, family, thank y'all so much. I really hope that this was of some benefit to you. I hope that you made it this far and you're listening to me right now because you listened to the entire podcast. I hope that you shared this podcast with somebody, told them about it, hype it up. Tell them it's the best podcast in the world and they should want to listen to it. Get them here. Get them hype. Get them lit, like the young people say. But make sure you get them somehow. It's been real today, family. And I want to remind you that it's a great morning. It's a great morning. And God has been faithful to all of us. And no matter what obstacles you face today, remember these things that I mentioned to you about growing up and progressing to the next level. But also remember that no matter what frustrations you face in today's moments, remember, it's always, always a great day to be great. And know that I love you, but God loves you so much more. And I'm out. Peace.
Wake up to the roosters, eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.